This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we're seeing almost by the day, the future of television isn't actually on television. It's online, and often in tiny little doses. For every house of cards out there, there is a dozen smaller, as in just a couple of minutes per episode, web series that have devoted followings. One of them was an amazingly successful show called The Guild, created by and starring Felicia Day. Day got started on YouTube before being a YouTube star was a thing. She then rolled that over into a web content company called Geek and Sundry. She's got a new book out about the whole thing. It's called You're Never Weird on the Internet, Almost. Felicia, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me here.
Tell me about World of Warcraft, because I think that's where this whole thing kind of starts.
Well, World of Warcraft is a MMORPG, which is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
Got it.
And it is a place where millions of people all over the world log on and play together or alone in a virtual world.
And transformative in your life, yes?
Very transformative for me personally, because it inspired me to start writing, and I created a show based on gamers called The Guild. I wrote it as a TV pilot, and no one wanted to make it because no one understood video games. And a friend of mine had been making sketches for this new online service called YouTube, where people could watch videos online, which was, surprisingly, it was actually not regular back then to watch anything online.
Because it sort of feels like YouTube has been around forever.
Exactly. It just was immaculately conceived. No, actually, video online was not common. And I was like, okay, I guess maybe we could cut this up into pieces and make it ourselves in our garage. And that's really where everything started.
And you got it somehow funded.
We actually, for the first season, we put a PayPal button up on the website I made myself through a video online tutorial. And I said, I guess maybe this would work. So it was a whim. And when people started donating money, I was frankly shocked. Someone donated $300 and I emailed them thinking, hey, was this a mistake in the decimal point?
What is it like for you when you, I mean, you act all the time on the internet, right? You've got a zillion things going on, some of which you play yourself and some of which your characters and all the chance. What's it like for you when you do straight up television?
It is fantastic because I get to just do one job. I mean, I have signed on to the career of a million hats and they're stacked a mile high. And whether it's, marketing, PR, producing, writing, acting, the list is very long because that's kind of what's required of you in the digital world. You can't be a specialist, I think. You have to be very broadly talented in a way. But when I'm on a set, on a TV set, I look around and think of the scale of help they have, like hundreds of people versus two people holding a camera and a boom.
How much do you worry about burnout then when you're doing your digital stuff?
Well, I do talk about that in my book. I have a whole chapter about ending The Guild, which was kind of what made my name something other than just an actress on some TV shows. And turning that into a business where YouTube invested in a bunch of startup companies, and mine was one of them, and trying to get that off the ground. And just the pressures that come with success, because I don't think anyone really talks about the fact that you can struggle as much with the pressures of success as you do the pressures of failure.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to complain about that because it seems like kind of like a jerk thing to do.
How much time do you spend feeding your various social media presences? I mean, you've got like 2.5 million followers on Twitter or something like that. Not that I looked it up. So how much time do you spend feeding that versus creating content? You know what I mean?
I think it goes both ways in a sense. Like I do, especially now, I'm online quite a bit because I have something to talk about and I want to entertain people as I do it. When I want to create something from scratch, I have to sort of shut off all those avenues to me, because I think you have to have that sense of boredom to create something and not have people trying to take pieces of you while you're trying to create something. And I think that's a delicate balance for somebody online. And I think it's a challenge because artists are expected to be online now, no matter what. So it's definitely something you have to go in back and forth between.
Who do you rely on to keep you honest, to keep you right-sized, I guess?
Well, I guess the haters and the trolls. I mean, there's never not a day that I log on and don't have someone say how much they despise me, my face, or my work. And that's just the inevitability of the internet. And I try to think, is this really going to piss somebody off? Is this arrogance? Is this hubris? Because the internet is the first in line to knock you off a pedestal, believe me. And I guess if you want to look at the bright side of a very dark thing, that is a constant that you can always rely on.
You know her from The Guild and Geek & Sundry, and now her new book. It's called You're Never Weird on the Internet, Almost. Felicia Day, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.